بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم الحمد لله All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us and brought us into existence from non-existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا That didn't a time come upon man, he was not even something that was spoken about, mentioned 100 years ago. None of us were here. Nobody knew that we would be coming to existence. Our souls were in Alami Arwah. Our parents were not even here. Or if they were here also, they didn't know that we would be coming into existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us into existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought the entire universe into existence. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. Hal min khaliqin ghayrullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, is there any other creator besides Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sifat of creating, the quality of creating, is only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna rabbaka huwal khallaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is a creator. Nobody else can create besides Allah. Nobody else can create anything besides Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the entire universe into existence. Badi'u as-samawati wal-ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought everything to existence from non-existence, from nothing. Clear a builder's masjid. You require so many things, so many raw material. You require bricks, sand, stone, cement, water. Then you require the laborers will put these bricks and cement together. Then you require the finance to purchase this raw material. You require architects, engineers, building contractors, foremen to see that everything is put into place correctly. Then you need light in the darkness of the night. The builders do not work without light. Then you require time to put up a big structure like this. You require months, if not years. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creating the entire universe was not dependent on any of these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't require raw material to create the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't require raw material to create the trees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't require raw material to create the animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is a creator of all the raw material. There was no water, Allah created water. There was no earth, Allah created the earth. There was no air, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the air. There was no fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the fire. There were no trees, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the trees. There were no human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human beings. There were no jinnat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinn. There were no malaika, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the malaika. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought everything to existence from non-existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after bringing everything to existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has total control over it also. That is why one of the many sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Malik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the owner of everything. Allah subhanahu, everything belongs to Allah. Whatever man has, this is just like, as an amanat. I mean, it has been given to him for a short while. But everything in reality belongs to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. Our wealth belongs to Allah. Our homes belong to Allah. Our families belong to Allah. Our bodies belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been just given use of these things. These are things given to us on loan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has total control over everything. مَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَدْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Sometimes you see a person very, very wealthy. You see this person, you know, he owns so much, he doesn't even know what he owns. You know, so many hundreds of properties, thousands of properties, probably never visited all of them also. He doesn't know what he has. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after owning everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every single thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, مَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Not one leaf fall from the tree, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. In other words, it falls with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot fall from the tree against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. And that seed that is in the darkness of the earth, nobody can see it. We cannot see it. Even a metal detector won't detect it. It's beneath the earth. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing it. وَلَا رَدْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ. Anything moist or wet, anything dry. That means, in other words, every single thing. This is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after creating everything, has total control over every single thing. Today a person, we see, for example, a factory that manufactures knives. Once the knife leaves a factory, now somebody can cut potatoes with it, somebody can cut onions with it, somebody can take it and mug somebody, somebody can murder somebody. That factory is not responsible. They say, we just sold the knife, we manufactured the knife. Once it has left the factory, it's not in our control. We are not responsible for what other people do with it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after creating everything, has complete and total control over everything. Not a breath of air can go into our lungs against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a breath of air can be exhaled from our lungs against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a morsel of food can enter our stomachs against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can benefit us, nothing can harm us, except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Ibn Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was a very young boy at that time, a child. He was sitting with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a conveyance, on an animal, sitting behind Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling him, "Inni u'allimuka kalimat, ya ghulam, oh young boy. Inni, I am going to teach you something. احفظ الله يحفظك. احفظ الله تجد تجاهك. That protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect you. Protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be before you. In other words, protect the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Then, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you have to ask, ask only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have to ask, ask only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Sahabi asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you all know, majority of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were on a starvation diet basically. They hardly had food to eat. For days on end, they didn't have food to eat. That was the norm. So he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for some help at some time. He gave him something, then he asked again. Then when he asked, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, in other words, something to the effect that this dunya is very green, very lush, very enticing, you know. So if you ask only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something to the effect. For the rest of the Sahabi's life, he didn't ask anybody for anything. So much so, that when, if you are riding, somebody was standing next to him and he was sitting on an animal and his whoop had to fall down, something from his hand fell down, he won't even ask that person who's standing down, just, can you please pass it to me? He'll get down from that animal and pick it up himself. So Rasulullah says, he's teaching the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, teaching his child, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you have to ask, ask only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because everything belongs to Allah. Rizq and rozi only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can ask direct from the source, why must you ask anybody else when there is no guarantee? Why must you ask anybody else? It's like one beggar going to ask another beggar. One person who got nothing, he's going to ask another person who has, who doesn't have anything. What benefit will his asking do? إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you have to ask, ask only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Today, first thing, anything, any problem we have, one is asking, we think of sometimes, okay, a person got some need, doesn't have food, go ask somebody for food. But sometimes also, all of us, we have any need, go ask that person, you know, that person got the right contact. I need to see the doctor, I cannot get an appointment, let me go ask this person, he's got that contact with that doctor. Got that problem, with my passport or my visa, or whatever. No, that person got a good contact, let me speak to him. Or let me speak to that person who will speak to that person who will speak to that person. You know, my child needs to get admitted into that institute. He cannot get in, let me speak to this person who got a contact there. So today, unfortunately, today we only, that is how we work. How we can ask this person to solve our problem. How we can, our eyes on the makhluk to solve our problems. Yes, we are in Darul Asbab, we are in the world. We take the means, we use the means, we utilize the means. But our nigah and our gaze should be only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. You have to ask, ask only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you have to seek help, ask help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And note well that the whole world gets together and tries to benefit you. They can only benefit you that much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. You all get excited. You know, this, look at these people. They are helping the enemies. How much they are giving the enemies? How much wealth they are giving? Billions and trillions. No person can benefit another person except that much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written. And if the entire world gets together to harm you, they can only harm you that much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you. Today, you see these people, that coalition, these people getting together, that people are going to have those people, and then they are harming us. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that they cannot harm you except that much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you. Rufi'atil aqlam wa juffati suhuf. The pens have lifted, the pages have dried. This has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is iman, respected brothers. We have to be yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-nafi'. Benefit only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any difficulty, any harm, only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can benefit, nobody can harm, except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sun, the moon, the stars, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. That the sun is moving on that path that has been fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is rotating on that axis, or moving on that orbit, according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Qamara qaddarnahu manazila hatta aada kal ujun al-qadim. The moon is moving on that path. And it is fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the moon that you move in this direction, at this speed, rotate at that speed, move at that speed, move in this direction. And it is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes in hadith that the sun makes sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for permission to rise. So no, all these things, whether it is the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, you know, this, our earth is just one small speck, like a speck of dust. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains to us a very simple example for us, that this earth, our dunya, or the first sky in relation to the second sky, our sky, we see how vast it is, how many galaxies and how many stars and how many suns and how many moons, trillions and trillions of stars. A person will spend his entire life trying to count those stars, naming those stars, his whole life will go. Even if he spends 1 second only in naming each star, his whole life will go. But he will not end up naming all the stars. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that this first sky, in relation to the second sky, is like a little ring thrown into a vast field. Say for our understanding, one soccer field. You take one small ring, 1 centimeter ring, and you throw it in that field. Compared to the huge field, what size, how much space is that one ring taking up? So this first sky in relation to the second sky is like a little ring thrown into the vast field. And then now the second sky is so vast. Now the second sky in relation to the third sky is like a ring thrown into the vast field. And it carries on like this, the third in relation to the fourth sky, fourth in relation to the fifth sky. Like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created 7 skies. So all these creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huge, gigantic creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beyond our understanding. You cannot even measure them in kilometers. You have to use light years, thousands of light years, billions of light years. In other words, the amount of time that light takes to travel in 1 year, that is now billions of times that, and trillions of times. We can't even understand. Calculators won't be able to calculate. But all these creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, insan, human beings, ins and jinn, also for a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think we created you in vain? Abas, without any purpose, without any maqsad in life, you know, like a lion in the jungle, or a buck in the jungle, or a bird flying in the sky. What is its object of life? And how I can get the best food? How I can get the best place to rest, best shelter? How I can fulfill my desires? And how I can protect and see to my young and bring them up? And then he grows old and dies. Whether it's a lion in a jungle, whether it's a bird that is flying about, whether it is a buck, whether it is an insect. This is a be-all and end-all of his life. I must get the best food, whether the next person eats, next ant eats or doesn't eat, I must get the best food. The lion, whether the leopard goes hungry, or whether the cheetah goes hungry, or whether that buck loses his life, my stomach must be full. And how I can get the best place to rest, and how I must fulfill my desires. And when a child is born, on a baby, the cub is born, now how I can protect that cub, look after it, till it can stand on its own feet. Then the lion grows old and it dies. That's the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. That do you think we created you in vain, without any purpose, without any maqsad in life? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And do you think that you will not be returned back to us again? So today, unfortunately, respected brothers, billions of people are spending their time like this, abbas. They don't know why they have come. What is the object of life? Why have we come here? Who has created us? Why have we been created? Where are we going to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the answer. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That I have not created the jinnat and insan, the jinn and ins. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Except to worship me. Except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To enter into the bandagi and the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the only reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. But insan min an nisyan, mankind is forgetful. He forgets. It is his nature. He forgets. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on Anbiya alayhi wa salam over and over again. And each Nabi came with the same message. قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُوا Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ and you'll be successful. Those who obeyed the Nabi of the time, they were successful. And those that didn't obey the Nabi of the time, they were unsuccessful. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in detail mentions the incident of Nuh alayhi salam. Ulama mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in detail how Nuh alayhi salam gave da'wat. And what was the reply of the people and how they mocked at him, what reply they gave to him, how he replied to them, how he spoke to them, how he went to them in detail. Because this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam has been given this great responsibility. They will also have to give da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will also have to invite to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all these conditions will also come upon them. قَالَ يَا قُومِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ أَنِي عَبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ I am here as a warner that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرُ When that decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, then there is no delay. If only you know. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا He's giving kaagzari to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, da'awtu qawmi laylan wa nahara. Day and night, I call for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for one day, not for 2 days. Not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 10 years. Not for 100 years. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قُوْمِهِ فَلَّبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا قُمْسِنَ عَمَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Nuh alayhi salam stayed amongst his people for 950 years. For 950 years, inviting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different narrations. But the most that is mentioned is about 80 people. Only about 80 people accepted his message. In that 950 years. He went to people in the day, he went to people in the night. They didn't believe in him, they didn't obey him. Then Nuh alayhi salam made dua, Rabbi la tadhar ala al-ardi min al-kafirina dayyara. Innaka in tadharhum yudhillu ibadak, wala yalidhu illa fajiran kaffara. Nuh alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy them, to send his azab upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to build a ship. And they were living far away from any water, from any large body of water. There was no ocean there. There was no river there. On the top of a mountain, on top of a hill, he is commanded to build a ship. Now they said, Nuh alayhi salam is completely now gone insane. There's no water here. There's no river here. There's no ocean over here. And now he's building a ship. But it's a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He built that ship. And lengthy incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the floods. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the water came from the skies. Water started coming up from the ground. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nuh alayhi salam and those who brought iman to go to the ship, those who went on that ship, they were saved. Those that didn't go on that ship, didn't bring iman, they were destroyed. Even though they were the family of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, the blood family of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, his own son, his wife. The son said, no, I'll go on top of the mountain, don't worry. Water won't reach me there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the people of Aad, very, very powerful, physically very, very mighty and strong, tall, extremely tall. لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created those people very, very mighty and tall and strong, physically very, very strong. And they were so strong that they could, and they were so tall and powerful, the physique was so strong that they could pull out trees with their hands. This nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they lived in a part of Yemen, near a city called Hadramaut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent out Hazrat, they used to worship idols, worship other things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent out Hazrat Hud alayhi salam. From amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a Nabi and commanded him to go give them da'wat. Commanded them to give them da'wat. These people are mighty, they were strong. Ida batashtum batashtum jabbarin. Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam gave them da'wat. That when you are causing mischief on earth, you are oppressing other people. كَذَّبَتْ عَادٌ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ هُودٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. The brother Hud told them that, don't you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاطِعُونَ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey me. Listen to what I am telling you. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أمدكم بما تعلمون أمدكم بأنعام وبنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with livestock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with children. In other words, they had manpower. They had wealth. So much of wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them that they used to build. وَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ آيَةً تَعْبَثُونَ. On mountain tops, on top of mountains, they used to build huge, huge palaces, monuments, just for show. They didn't even live in those buildings. They had other palaces to live in. Because they had excess wealth, now one person wants to outdo the other. As we see today also many places of the world, they will just build monuments. This gate, that gate, this tower, just for show. Useless. It doesn't serve any purpose. So they build these huge monuments. So Hud alayhi salam is telling them that you are building this Zabnuna bi kulli ri'in ayatin ta'basun, waste of time, without any benefit, without any use, you are building these huge monuments, huge palaces. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ. And when they build homes also, huge palaces, strong, mighty buildings to live in, as if you are going to live there forever. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ. And when you move in the earth, you are just like tyrants, killing, looting. These people didn't believe in Hazrat Hud alayhi salam. Their reply was, Man ashaddu minna quwwa. Who is stronger than us? Who is mightier than us? Like today, you see people today also saying, who is stronger than us? Who is mightier than us? Whose army is stronger than ours? Who is more mightier than us? They didn't bring iman in Hazrat Hud alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they actually asked that, oh Hud, we don't believe in you. If what you're saying is true, Hud alayhi salam told them that if you don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send his punishment upon you. They said, if you are true, ask your Allah to send a punishment upon us. No such thing. When we die, then that is the end. You tell us that after we die, and we become dust and sand, we're going to be risen up again. No such thing. After we die, that's the end. We are not going to be resurrected. If you, what you're saying is true, bring your punishment upon us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a cloud, a dark cloud. And they were very happy. And they saw the cloud coming. You see, dark clouds coming. You know, rain is coming. So they began celebrating. Rain is coming. The clouds are here. رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. But that cloud then was not a cloud that was bringing rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a terrible wind upon them. صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٌ. Extremely cold rain, cold wind, and persistent wind. One is, you get a gust of wind, you know, you get wind gusts. The wind blows and then stops and blows. This was persistent. And so that get wind, one is a wind, it was cold, then it was continuous. For how long? سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ. For 7 nights and 8 days, continuously the wind was blowing. And you know when the wind blows, it makes a noise, a little bit of, we hear the noise. But this wind came with was so powerful, it came with an extremely frightening sound. For 7 nights and 8 days, they are being thrown around, smashed against the walls, smashed against the buildings, smashed against one another, smashed against the mountains. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَابِيَةٌ. When the wind subsided, they were like, no, when a heavy wind blows, and the trees are uprooted and lying flat on the ground, because they were so tall, and they were so strong, they were like their bodies were like date palms lying on the ground. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Other nations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed, the people of Thamud, up to now you can see their signs. The people of Fir'aun and his people are destroyed, up to now you see the pyramids, you see this, there are some signs of them. Other nations were destroyed. There are some signs of them left. Allah Ta'ala sent Azab on the people of Rome. You still see some of the signs. People go and see. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tells us regarding the Ad, هَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Do you see any sign of them? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونَ. Where they used to live, there were orchards. Farms, orchards, there were springs and streams flowing there. Today, that area, there's nothing, there's barren, desert, there's only sand there. There's only sand. Nothing left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you see anything remaining? You won't find one sign of them. Nothing remaining of the palaces, of those huge monuments they built. Of the farms, of the gardens, of the rivers, of the streams, nothing left. Just barren desert, just sand. Only sand dunes. In a place called Ahqaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Salih alayhi salam to the people of Thamud. They lived in a place in present day Saudi Arabia called Madain Salih, near the city of Al-Ula. And these people were such that they used to carve out their homes from mountains. They used to live. كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on Nabi alayhi salam to the people of Thamud. And they used to live in a very rocky place where there were a lot of huge rocks. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them the skill that they used to carve out their homes from those huge rocks. Huge boulders and rocks. They used to carve out their homes from the rock and they used to live in there. Now when Salih alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on Salih alayhi salam to give them da'wat. Kunta marjuan qabla hadha atanhana an na'budu ma ya'budu aba'una. So we had a lot of hopes in you, because he came from a high class family. They thought one day he'll become one of the leaders. We had a lot of hope in you. You're very intelligent. You're a very good boy. Now what is all this now? You're calling towards us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and inviting us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and telling us to leave out what we are worshipping. You're telling us not to worship what our parents used to worship, what our great grandparents used to worship. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam continues giving them da'wat. Now these people, he's telling them, if you don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't you see the people of the past, Aad, people of Nuh alayhi salam, punishment came upon them. We are living in these big rocks. Even if an earthquake comes, these rocks will still stay here. We are in a high place, no flood can, no water can reach here. We are in this such a strong, we are staying inside the rocks, in the wind. No matter how strong the wind, it will not blow these rocks away. We are living in the mountains basically. Basically the mountains, they carved out their homes in there. So then they challenge Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. Alright, if you say Allah, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show us a sign. Give us some sign, show us some miracle. So other times, other Anbiya alayhi salam, they came and showed the miracle. This, so people of Thamud, they were given the choice. What miracle you want to see? What miracle do you want to see? So they challenged Salih alayhi salam that tell you Allah, to make a camel come out of this mountain. From this cliff over here, from this mountain, from this rock face, an animal, a live camel must walk out from here. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a camel. That camel came out of that rock, of that cliff. And that camel was larger than normal animals, normal camels. Pregnant camel. And the camel came out and he gave birth also. Now, these people, despite seeing the miracle with their own eyes, still challenged Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, still didn't believe in Hazrat, bring iman in Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. Still didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that camel became a test for them. Camel, huge camel. Now when it is going to drink, they are on water source where all animals used to go drink water. Now when camel of Hazrat Salih salam, huge camel is going there, all other camels are getting frightened. And this camel is drinking up all the water. So Hazrat Salih alayhi salam told them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is that one day this camel of Allah will drink and all the other camels won't drink from there. And then the next day all other camels will drink, this camel won't go drink. This continued for a few days. Now they start getting upset. Why this camel? Because of this camel, our camels can't go drink every day. So they made a plan now. We need to kill this camel. So 9 people gone. Kana fil madinati tis'atu rahti. 9 people, the worst of the lot, one of the leaders, they were the leaders. They made a plan that now we have to go and kill this camel. So they went. Now they reached the camel, they were frightened also. One person took the himmat. And he hit fa'aqaruha with his sword. He chopped off one leg of that camel. The camel fell down. Then they all get together and they kill the camel. Camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam told them that after 3 days you got a chance to do what you want. If you not bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming. In 3 days time, the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming. So they said, no, nothing is going to happen. The first day, everything was normal. Nothing happened. Everything is normal. Second day, everything is normal. Say, nothing is happening. This Salih Salam, he doesn't know what he's talking. Third day, entire day, looking, nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. They went to sleep that night after the third day. They started mocking the Salih Salam. You told us, in three days, after 3 days, the command of Allah is coming. Azab is coming. Nothing has come. What are you talking? They went to sleep. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُصْبِحِينَ In the morning, after those 3 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a shriek. A loud sound. They thought, now we in the mountains. No earthquake can shake those homes of ours. Our house are not built of mud. Our house is not built of bricks and cement, which will collapse in an earthquake. No flood will reach up here. We're living high up. Even the wind and hurricanes, tornadoes cannot reach us here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in a command in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Allah's azab upon him of a shriek, of a loud sound, azab of sound waves. That the sound was so loud, now that sound can go anywhere, through the doorways, through the windows, through the walls. Nothing can prevent from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala could have destroyed them with any other way also. Allah ta'ala, those huge mountains of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have sent the winds and destroyed those mountains also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have sent the water in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, the flood, even went on top of the mountains also. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down that shriek, that's such a loud, terrifying sound. That destroyed them, respected brothers. That sound killed them. The sound actually, when in the bodies, the organs in their bodies were affected by that sound, and they died. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala were on the way to Tabuk, they passed by the ruins, they passed by those houses of the Thamud. Up to now they are existing. Some of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they drew out water from their wells. Passing by there, some of them took that water now and there, and they needed the flour and made some bread. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded them that don't even eat that bread. Feed that bread to the camels. Whatever water you took, throw that water away. Don't even drink that water. Because this is a water from that place where the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. Pass by here crying. Illa antum baqoon. Do not pass here except that you are crying. Today, people go for sightseeing. Go see the pyramids, go see this, go see that. See the remnants or the people of the civilizations in inverted commas of the past. Those people that build these huge monuments, no sign of them today. They were destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, if you have to pass by there, then pass by crying. So respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the same. That if you will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will follow the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be successful. And that elan that we hear every once a week in our gush, when we go out the path of Allah, every day we are giving the same elan. That is the crux of everything, respected brothers. That success lies in obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Mubarak tariqah of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that time will come when people will gather, they will call one another. They will call one another. Come. How we call somebody for a dawat? Invite everybody for a dawat. Come. Those who are close to us. Call this person, call that person for the dawat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said they will call one another. One nation will call another nation, invite one another to come and eat you. To come and devour you. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, I mean, قِلَّةٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. It will just be because we are very, very small in number. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, you will be a lot. You will be like the foam in the ocean. Any limit to the foam in the ocean? You will be like that foam in that ocean. Wasa'un ka ghisa' al-sail. So why will this happen to us? Because of what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, because of one. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, although they were masters of the Arabic language, this was something strange. What is wahan, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, hubbud dunya wa karahiyatul maut. Love of dunya, love of the material possessions. Today what is it? How my car can be better than that, my neighbor's car? And how my home can be better than my neighbor's home? I can have the best of everything. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Love of the dunya, love of the material things. That love that will take a person away from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That love, excessive love, that because of which a person will break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. And dislike for death, dislike for giving our lives to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this respected brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. This maal, jaan, this wealth, this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us doesn't belong to us. It's an amanat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to utilize it to make effort for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To bring deen into our lives firstly. Then how the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come into my life. How the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come into my life today. That we want to go give da'wah to everybody else, but we forget our own selves also. That firstly, how deen can come into my life. I'm giving da'wah so that the deen can come into my life. Going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the deen can come into my life. Okay, da'wah towards namaz, so that the reality of namaz can come into my life. Giving da'wah towards the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the reality of zikr can come into my life. And respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us, selected us, put us in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our duty and responsibility. That just as it is my duty to perform salah, it is my duty to make effort that how the entire world can come upon salah. Just as it is my duty to bring iman, it is my effort to make effort that how every person can bring iman. Just as it is my duty to follow the mubarak tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is my duty to make an effort that how the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us, selected us, these sacred brothers. We all have this yaqeen that no more Anbiya alayhi wa sallam are going to come. Now this responsibility of making effort for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as was mentioned after Maghrib, after Asr, that majority of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their covers are not in Makkah and Medina. Majority of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala's kubur are not in Makkah and Medina. Why? They left the most mubarak lands. Imagine, they are the residents of Makkah Mukarramah, the residents of Medina Munawara. Living in Makkah Mukarramah, you can make tawaf every day, you can read namaz in Masjid Haram every day, one namaz multiplied 100,000 times. If you, in Medina Munawara, multiplied 50,000 times, you can read, we can present ourselves at the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day. We can perform our namaz in Rawdatum min Riyad al-Jannah every day. In Masjid al-Nabawi. But why did they leave the lands of Makkah Mukarramah? Why are the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum buried in Europe? Why are Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum buried in China? Why are Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum buried in Africa? Why did they make the covers there, respected brothers? Because it was, they realized the duty and responsibility. Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhum is being sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Yemen. Imagine for us, we go in a path of Allah, we have to leave our wife, our children, our home, our business, whatever. What was the most beloved thing to Rasulullah, to Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wahi is coming down, listening to hadith direct from the Mubarak mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is being sent to Yemen, and he is being told Then when you come back here, when you come back to Madina Munawwara, you will be passing by my qabr. I will not be alive when you come back. I will not be on the face of the earth. The ultimate sacrifice. They didn't say, no, Rasulullah, no, no, we don't want to go now. We'll rather stay here. This was a work, a responsibility, a duty. They are being sent to Muta, and they have been told that if Zayd is made shaheed, and then Abdullah bin Rawaha, Jafar is made shaheed, if Zayd is made shaheed, Abdullah bin Rawaha is made shaheed, They had yaqeen that we will go there, we will not come back home again. We are going to be martyred. But respectfully, they still went in the Ba'd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this was a duty, this is a responsibility, this is a work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us, respected brothers. So who makes intention, inshallah? Let us make intention to come on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very, very urgent taqaza in front of us, respected brothers. 4 months paidal jamaat. Paidal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radhiallahu anhum, their jamaats were all paidal. If you go paidal jamaat, what happens? There are 10 saathis in the jamaat, 8 saathis in the jamaat. One person drives a vehicle, and the other 8-9 saathis walk. Don't we do that? Sahaba radhiallahu anhum went to Tabuk, more than 1,000 kilometers away. For one camel to every 10 people. One animal for every 10 people. That means 90% of the time they were walking. 9 people are walking, 1 person is riding. Then they get a turn. So for example, if they're walking 100 kilometers, every person is riding only 10 kilometers, he's walking 90 kilometers. So Sahaba radhiallahu anhum, that was, their jamaats were walking jamaats, pedal jamaats most of the time. So much so that some jamaats were called Zatul Riqa, the jamaat of bandages. So when they walked on rocky terrain, their sandals became worn out, then they had to walk barefoot. Their feet became cut and swollen and bleeding. They had to take bandages, tear their clothes up, make bandages and wrap around their feet. And that became known as a campaign of bandages. Jee, mashallah. Let us make intention, inshallah. For pedal, inshallah. Jee, 4 months, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. 4 months, pedal, mashallah, Allah accept.
Glory, Allah accept, inshallah.
Mashallah.
Inshallah, 4 months, I give
it. Mashallah.
Abdul Wahab, inshallah, Allah accept, inshallah.
Mashallah. Let us make intention, inshallah. Hafiz Abdul Rahman.
Take niyat, inshallah. 4 months, Pakistan, Bangladesh.
Sheikh Ramadan, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah.
Let's make niyat, inshallah. First opportunity, 4 months, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, inshallah.
Got his name? Mashallah. No, not. Jee, mashallah. Let me make intention, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah. 4 months, India, Pakistan. Those who have been 4 months, India, Pakistan, make 4 months pedal. 4 months foreign, 4 months local.
Give your name, what's your name? Jonga. Osman. Allah is happy. MashaAllah. Which masjid, Osman? Can't hear you. Who else makes this? Near, inshallah. Jeeb, make near, inshallah, brothers. 4 months pedal, 4 months foreign, 2 months, inshallah, arriving. Ji. 40 days, inshallah. Hafiz Faisal, Allah accept.
MashaAllah, Allah accept. Any tentative date? May, inshallah.
May. Allah accept, inshallah. Pedal Jamaat getting ready. May,
ready. Make near complete Jamaat, inshallah. Complete.
Meaning, sir, 5 brothers ready already.
MashaAllah.
Inshallah, they'll complete the Jamaat. Allah accept, inshallah. Any other masjid is ready? Any other halqa or sati is ready for 4 months pedal? Jamaat starting in May, inshallah.
Ask those that have been out for pedal. That sweetness you get. In the path of Allah, pedal, don't get anywhere else. But the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see with your own eyes.
See, guys, make niyat, inshallah. First step is to make the niyat, then we make dua, we give da'wat, inshallah, we make tashkil, and Allah will take us out, inshallah. Who has made niyat? See, many brothers made niyat, alhamdulillah, Sheikh. When Sheikh Yunus was here on Tuesday, many brothers made niyat to go out in the path of Allah. So, hail.
Husnain.
Husnain. MashaAllah. 4 months. Allah accept, inshallah. Make near for a complete Jamaat, inshallah. Who has make niyat, inshallah? Many brothers tell me, June now, many brothers said after Ramadan. Ramadan is finished now, Shawwal has started. Halfway down Shawwal already. So who makes niyat, inshallah? I think some jamaats are getting ready now, inshallah, in the next 1 or 2 weeks. So we can renew our intention, inshallah. More niyat we make, the more azam we make, Allah will take us out, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Masjid can give names, inshallah. Halka can give niyat to, inshallah. Different halkas are here, mashallah. Let's make niyat, inshallah. Ji. Who else make niyat, inshallah? MashaAllah. Junction Halka got one Jamaat ready for IPB, inshallah.
4 months.
4 months, inshallah.
Allah accept, inshallah.
Allah accept, inshallah. When we make niyat, then inshallah we'll have work to do, inshallah. And once we make a niyat, then we got some work to do. Then we'll cry to Allah, we'll wake up at night, we'll make dua, and inshallah we'll make harakat. We'll start meeting one person in our area, in our masjid, in our halka. We'll start going from person to make fikr for the Jamaat. Then Allah will give us the Jamaat. Who has make niyat, inshallah? This is an opportunity for us to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who else, inshallah? 40 days, inshallah. Who else make niyat? 40 days. Gee, Dr. Siddiq. Allah accept, inshallah. Jamaat getting ready for America, inshallah. That's a takaza that our elders have given us to send Jamaats to America. 80 Jamaats to send to America. Gee, what's your name, bhai? Ali. MashaAllah. Allah accept, inshallah. Ali from which masjid?
Orient.
Allah. MashaAllah. Orient Hill. Make niyat for one Jamaat from there, inshallah. Huh? Orient Hill, Spingo Hills. Yeah. Malagazi, the whole area, inshallah. Who has make niyat? Make intention, inshallah.
Huh?
Shoaib, inshallah. Allah accept Effingham, inshallah. Durban North. One Jamaat, inshallah. Let's make niyat, inshallah, brothers. Umar Farooq, West Street, inshallah. Huh? One Jamaat, inshallah, from town. Allah accept, inshallah. Let's make a niyat, brothers. Every week we come to the Shab Guzari, we make fikr in our masjids, Ji, the whole week, and we bring new brothers to come to the Shab Guzari, we prepare them to go in the path of Allah. Ji, this is where we will get fikr, inshallah. Who else make niyat, inshallah? Who else make a niyat, inshallah? 40 days, or less than at Masturat. Ji, the Jamaat's getting ready, alhamdulillah. Masturat to inshallah. Make niyat, inshallah, brothers. Make niyat to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our wives. And with our masturat, inshallah. Day two, inshallah, we get the fikr in them. Imran, Allah accept, inshallah. Who has big niyat, inshallah? See, a few minutes left. See, the Malawi Halka, satis from the Malawi Halka can make intention to, inshallah. See, Arun bhai, anyone ready there? See. All of us are ready, inshallah. Looks like, mashallah, the whole Shab Guzari, all the brothers are ready. Eh? Inshallah, tomorrow morning we can get the Hidayah talk and send the Jamaats out. Allah accept, inshallah. I'm sure many Jamaats are out for 3 days too. So, inshallah, those Jamaats that are ready to spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tashkil of one another, inshallah. He said, we come into the Shab Guzari, we give da'wah to one another, we make tashkil of one another, we prepare them to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All are ready for this, inshallah. Inshallah, we can sit in our halkas, inshallah. And whatever takaza has been given to